Gamble Park and Castle there recently thought what they had was going to be a street lighting upgrade, but following on what seems to be a new policy from Transport NI, some older lights have been taken away, and then residents have been told by the contractor that they're not going to be replaced. So obviously the residents in that area are quite upset. So they are.
And you have written to the divisional manager asking him to review this situation.
Well, I've actually spoken to the section engineer first and foremost, and he has informed me that, yes, this is a new policy going forward from Transport NI, that because of budgetary cutbacks, they're not prepared to light areas of estates that do not directly front the carriageway. And expressing my disappointment to him, I'm now taking it to a higher level, and I'll be raising it with the divisional roads manager with a view to reviewing this decision, because we're talking here about maybe three or four streetlights that are in an area where several pensioners are living, and obviously they would like to see the street lighting restored to obviously give them confidence in terms of their own security at night, and especially at night nighttime and in the winter time as well.
And I'm sure not just those residents, but all of the people living there must be quite upset about this.
Yeah, not just elderly residents. I mean, there's young families there as well. And I mean, that estate has been there for several decades, and road service have always lit that particular area that they're no longer going to light. So, I mean, on reflection on the decision, surely common sense should prevail. And in instances where there has historically been street lighting, I'd be calling on the road service to reinstate the street lighting for the residents of Gamble Park.